NOAA scientists are combing Alaska beaches again in their search for marine debris from the 2011 tsunami that hit Japan. Five scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are in the Yakutat area this week, where they will be walking several miles each day. After Yakutat, they'll head to the Cordova area, Kayak Island, and Montague Island in south-central Alaska. Jacek Masalko is the lead scientist. In an interview before the group left, he said NOAA has previous data from many of the beaches, so they will be able to see how things change over time.
We're going to specific spots that we've surveyed in the 2008 and I think 98 and then 92 and prior years. So those are exact specific beaches, shoreline segments that we have surveyed in the past. So we will have a pretty good long-term distribution of the density and the composition of the debris that's found on those specific beaches.
Masalko says he intends to look for tsunami debris over as much of the Gulf of Alaska shoreline as possible this summer and revisit many of the same areas next summer. So far, most of what they've cataloged is common stuff. But in the June survey, the scientists found a number of large black, yellow, and orange oval buoys, which they believe to be part of the Japanese fish farming industry.